Today, the 25th day of December, unknown ages from the time when God created the heavens and the earth, and then formed man and woman in his own image. Several thousand years after the flood, when God made the rainbow shine forth as a sign of the covenant. 21 centuries from the time of Abraham and Sarah, 13 centuries after Moses led the people of Israel out of Egypt, 1,100 years from the time of Ruth and the Judges, 1,000 years from the anointing of David as king, in the 65th week, according to the prophecy of Daniel, in the 194th Olympiad, the 752nd year from the foundation of the city of Rome, the 42nd year of the reign of Octavian Augustus, the whole world being at peace, Jesus Christ, eternal God and Son of the eternal Father, desiring to sanctify the world by his most merciful coming, being conceived by the Holy Spirit, and 9 months having passed since his conception, was born in Bethlehem of Judea of the Virgin Mary. Today is the Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ according to the flesh. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Good to see all of you here this evening. For announcements, I do have one announcement. All right, for the lighting of the candles. If you have a lit candle, please remember to leave the lit candle always standing straight up. We don't want you to drop hot wax on yourself or on the furniture or anybody else. So if you have a lit candle, always keep it standing straight up. When you go to light your candle, if you have an unlit candle, tilt the unlit candle to light the lit candle. All right, thank you. All right, does anybody else have announcements? If not, then I invite you to rise as we sing our opening hymn, Angels from the Realms of Glory.
Thank you. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
Almighty God, you made this holy night shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that here on earth we may walk in Jesus' presence,
and in the last day to awake to the brightness of his glory. Through your only Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty Lord, you have fulfilled our hopes, dreams, promises, and expectations in ways in which you deem best for us. As we light these candles, we remember that you came into our world and were born for us. As these lights shine to bright our worship, may your light shine in us that we may brighten the lives of all people who need your love.
Amen.
Now we sing Angels We Have Heard on High.
Congregation may be seated.
The first reading is from Isaiah chapter 9. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken, as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Try a little something different tonight. I had a song that I wanted to sing, and Gwen has been doing the guitar lessons, so I was kind of hoping we could maybe do it together, but we ran out of time. But she came up with a great idea. She said, why don't we invite all the boys and girls or teens to come up who want to help us with the song? And so anybody who wants to help with the song by helping show what the animals are in the song, come on up, and we have pictures for you. So come on up here on top, and my helpers are going to come out, and Gwen's going to help you to get a picture to show during the song. Come on up if you want. Come on. Like the children's message. Come on up. And as we sing the song, I'm going to tell you what picture to hold up. And I want you to hold it up really, really tall so that they can see what animal we're singing about. Okay? All right? Now, as they're coming up and getting settled, there's a little story behind the song. This is a song that my wife's family did around the Christmas tree. Every Christmas Eve, they had to sing for their presents. So this is the song they sang, and our family kind of picked it up. And so what's going to happen is I'm going to sing the song, and then when it comes time for you to hold up your animal, I'm going to name the animal. And when I name the animal, I want you to hold it up real high so everybody can see it. Okay? Think you can do that? All right. Got it? Ready? All right, here we go.
Jesus, our brother, kind and good, was humbly born in a stable rude, and the friendly beasts around him stood. Jesus, our brother, kind and good.
Donkey, hold up the donkey.
I said the donkey, shaggy and brown, I carried his mother uphill and down, I carried her safely to Bethlehem town. I said the donkey, shaggy and brown.
Cow's turn.
I said the cow, all white and red, I gave him my manger for his bed. I gave him my hay to pillow his head. I set the cow all white and red.
Sheep, hold that sheep up.
I set the sheep with curly horn. I gave him my wool for his blanket warm. He wore my coat on Christmas morn. I set the sheep with curly horn.
Who has the dove? Hold the dove.
I set the dove from the rafters high. I cooed him to sleep so he should not cry. We cooed him to sleep, my mate and I. I set the dove from the rafters high.
Everybody, hold him up. Everybody hold up your animal.
Thus every beast by some good spell in the stable dark was glad to tell of the gift he gave Emmanuel, the gift he gave Emmanuel.
Thank you guys very much. Give them in the pictures and back you go. Thanks a lot for your help.
Our second lesson is a reading from Titus, chapter 2, from verses 11 to 14. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He it is who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people of his own, who are zealous for good deeds. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, as it had been told them, the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, it's somewhat amazing in the story that shepherds are even mentioned here. Shepherds were not on the upper tier of society. Normally, those who would be out as shepherds would either be the children of whoever owned the sheep, and if that person did not have children or they had outgrown shepherding, then they would have to actually hire shepherds to shepherd the sheep. And so these hired shepherds were not always the upper tier of society. I mean, they were not. They were working people. They were dirty. They were probably very smelly because they stayed outside with the sheep. As they were out in the pasture, they would take them to the pasture and they would move them to other pastures. And so they were always outside. They lived with the sheep. They were not paid very much. They were not refined people. They weren't educated people necessarily. They were rough and they were gruff. And it shows in this story then of whose lives God is touching. But then an angel appeared to them. And one of the first things the angel says to them is, "Do not be afraid." I can't even imagine seeing an angel of the Lord or seeing that whole heavenly host that came and were singing in front of the shepherds. You know, the shepherds were trained to take care of the sheep. They could herd them. They could lead them wherever they went. They were prepared to fight off wild animals, whether it be wolves or packs of wild dogs or maybe a big cat, or even fight off thieves or bandits that might want to steal the sheep. But here, all of a sudden, peering in the middle of the night is an angel shining brighter than the sun with the glory of God. And then all these other voices singing. I imagine these shepherds were terrified, as it says right here in the gospel. Can you imagine? You're in your normal workplace, whether that's out in the field or pasture somewheres, or maybe it's driving along the highway, or maybe it's just in your own home or your own shop or in a storefront or wherever you work. Can you imagine being in your workplace and all of a sudden a host of heavenly angels appear? You'd be terrified. You'd wonder, what's going on? Call the SWAT team. We're being invaded, because these are foreigners. They're not just foreigners across the border. They're foreigners from a different world, from a different place totally. These are total strangers. And they're loud and they're bright. And we have no control over them. You'd be terrified. Or at least I know I would be terrified to see something like that happening. It's not something that we expect. But it's also interesting too that there's numerous places in this whole birth account of being afraid. Last week in our gospel lesson, we read out of Matthew's gospel last Sunday. And if you remember, if you were here, or if you remember the story, it was the angel who appeared to Joseph in a dream. And his first words out, "Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. Do not be afraid." First things out. And then this next Sunday, this weekend coming up, we will also read from Matthew's gospel again. And that story then is going to be about what we know of as the slaughter of innocents. That probably one of the most tragic stories in the Bible, where Herod sends his soldiers to kill all the babies 2 years old and younger in the region of Bethlehem. And so, again, that angel comes to Joseph, and some of the first words are, "Do not be afraid. You will need to flee to Egypt. go to Egypt. And also in that story as well then too, is the angels also appear to the wise men. They had come to see Jesus, but Herod had told them, come back to see me and tell me where he is. But the angels warned the wise men, do not go back to Herod. And so they left by a different route. And then too, one of the first parts of the story, of the birth story of Mary, listening to the angel as well, is that angel Gabriel came to Mary. And the angel was telling her what's going on. And she did not understand. This was all perplexing to her. And the angel also said to her, Mary, do not be afraid. In our own lives, it seems fear is too much a part of our lives. Just have a child on an operating table and see if you don't feel fear. Have your landlord come and tell you your rent is past due and you will be evicted, and already you have mouths to feed and other bills are not paid and you have lost your job. Watch your father grab his chest and fall to the ground and see if you are afraid. Go to the doctor and hear that doctor says, we have run all the tests. You now have cancer and there's not much we can do for you. Go walk in the middle of a night in an inner city and see if you feel no fear. Fear surrounds us. It's a part of our lives, of who we are. As these angels, though, as they heard this angel say, do not be afraid, or fear not, they also heard the rest of a message, which says, do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. Something that surpasses fear. When you have true fear, your heart beats faster. You feel faint. And you have that sensation of either to fight, to defend yourself, or to flee, to run away from the danger. But they didn't even have a chance for that because the angel gave them the good news. That Savior that these Hebrew people have been waiting for centuries, and the hundreds of prophecies that have been spoken of throughout the centuries, that the Savior, the Christ, the Messiah, would be born. And here is these angels that terrified them at first, but now they realize it's not something to be afraid of, but it is actually the words of God, who is bringing great news, who is bringing the good news to all people. I can't imagine standing in the presence of God or of his advocates, those people who are there, to know that this is a message straight from God, coming from these angels, from these heavenly beings, the power in that, and to hear that this is not something to be afraid of. This is something that is good, something great that is happening. And they had to go and check it out. We live with fear within our lives. And it comes in all different directions. It comes from every different direction in our lives. But we hear this story. We hear that good news of Christ. This child who is born, whom we celebrate tonight, is the child who grows up. He is the one who makes the lame to walk. He is the one who makes the blind to see. He is the one who makes the deaf to hear. He is the one who raises up the dead. This is that Christ who grows up, who goes to the cross, who takes our sins upon himself, and he dies, washing us clean of our sins. And he is raised to new life. He is the one who is the Messiah, the one who is the Christ, the one who is the Savior. He is God with us. Or as we read in the other lessons, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. He is here
in our midst. He is here in our presence. And so no matter what this world throws at us, there is no need to fear, because this good news is much better than any, or much stronger than any fear that we might have. Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. Amen. We sing our confession of faith this evening, and it's sung to the tune of O Little Town of Bethlehem. Please rise.
Let us pray that Jesus brings light, salvation, and peace to the church, the world, and all people. Lord Jesus, we come to your cradle with joy and wonder. We adore you for your loving kindness. We thank you for making yourself small and meek, that we might approach you gladly and without fear. Thank you, dear Jesus. Accept our hearts as our best and loving gift. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Make the church your holy manger. Bless it with your dear presence, your great goodness, and your holy love. Like herald angels, let it always announce your mercy and favor to anyone who will receive you into their hearts and lives. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Little Lord Jesus, bless all the dear children who most need your tender care. Kindle faith in their hearts and keep them safe from every danger. Give childlike faith to everyone who doubts your existence or despairs of your forgiveness, and give them peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Born a child, you are the King of all nations and their Lord. Conform the rulers of this world to your glorious and gentle rule. Teach them to do your will, to love justice and mercy,
to walk humbly with you and to be a blessing to the people entrusted into their care. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Angels sang of peace and goodwill at your birth. In this sinful world, violence troubles your people even on this holy night. Let your holy angels protect and direct those in the military, all first responders, and anyone whose work is difficult and dangerous. This night and always, bring justice and mercy to places of discord and chaos, and bestow your peace upon us all. Lord, in your mercy. O Son of Righteousness, arise with the healing in your wings. Shine the light of your salvation on all who sit in the darkness of suffering and the shadow of death. Restore them to life and hope. We lift up to you in prayer Jordan Peterson, Nancy Guidry, Bridget Innocenti, Lynn Magura, and Elaine Molina. Lord, in your mercy. Pondering the mystery of eternal love made flesh in Christ Jesus, we commend all for whom we pray to the mercy of God. Amen.
We continue with the offering. You may be seated. Holy God, creator of all and source of life, at the birth of time, your word brought light into the world. In the fullness of time, you sent your word, born of Mary, to shine in our darkness and to make us your daughters and sons. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave for all to drink, saying, This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me. Remembering, therefore, his birth and life among us, his death and resurrection, we await his coming again, when all things will be restored in him. By your Spirit, bless us and this bread and cup, that held and nourished by you, we may live as your children, shining with the light of your Son. Through him, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. We sing the Lord's Prayer to the tune of Away in a Manger. the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Amen.
At this time, you may extinguish your candles as we sing the hymn, Joy to the World. Please rise.
Thank you.
feast this holy night, serve the newborn king.